Hello.
Yeah, hi, is this Sonia Wimbush?
Yes.
Hi, this is Shira from Family First Care LLC. I'm reaching out to you in regards to helping you get onto the waiver program. I think my colleague Chaya spoke to you last week, and we've been trying to reach you to continue.
Yes.
So from the notes here, it looks like you're inquiring about services for you or for your mom.
Oh, no, this is I think my daughter Takia called you.
Yeah,
Was getting
Takeda.
some info. Then she was calling for me to
Okay.
see about the program. So I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to give you a call back.
No, it's okay. If you'd like to continue, I'd be your designated enrollment coordinator. I'd help you out. I mean, she did give us a lot of your information already, so I don't need to go through all that. But I just want to hear from you where you're standing with wanting to continue, because then I'd be more than happy to just start with you today.
Okay, so what do I need to do?
Okay.
But
So,
do I need to do it right now, or?
yeah, so it's a process to get onto the waiver program. It's a state-provided program. So, of course, there's going to be a process to it. Now, you have to be medically approved and financially approved. Medically, you have to go through a series of assessments, but on the good side, the good news is that they come down to you, so you don't have to go anywhere. And then you're also, the county's going to want to see if you're financially approved. So they're probably, you're going to have to submit a lot of financial information. It's not personal, but it's everybody who wants the services. And that's something that I always like to get started as soon as possible, because that could take some time, just getting all the information gathered. And then once that's completed, we have to wait for an approval. You get assessed by the insurance, and then we go from there.
What is more
Start with.
like the program? I mean,
I'm sorry, what's your question?
what's more information about the program? Do you have to send like information up
So,
for me to read it?
it's the waiver program. It basically allows you to choose either your daughter, Takia, friend, family, neighbor to be your caregiver, and the state will pay them for helping you out. That's what it is. It's the waiver. They just need to make sure you're not making too much annually or anything like that. Now the agency works and helps you get onto the waiver program, and then we hire the caregiver you want and make sure they're getting paid regularly and every week.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm working as a temp assignment right now, so I'm like back and forth with different temp jobs.
So you're
So I
not.
don't really have a, I really don't have a steady full-time job.
Well, I think Takia submitted the information for you to get the services. She said that you have diabetes and high blood pressure and a blood clot in your leg, which causes trouble for you to walk. You need help with appointments, shopping, medication. So she just basically said that you needed somebody to help you out with all that. How would you like to proceed?
I want to think on it right now because
Okay.
my financial situation, right now, I don't know how this long this temp assignment is going to be, so
Well,
I
it's not
might
going to
be like
cause
out
you
of.
any, this to get onto the program doesn't cost you anything.
Okay. All right. Well, let me think on it. And I have your number on my phone. And when I think more about it, I'll give you a call on it.
Okay, we can also try and give you a call back next week this time, and you let us know.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, my pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.